NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr still writes his scripts on an IBM Selectric typewriter. And as he watches news events, he's been thinking about how politicians might want to reconsider their use of modern technology.
It came out over the weekend that part of the evidence in the investigation of the killing of 24 Iraqi civilians by U.S. Marines in Haditha in late 2005 was an email exchange among officers on how to handle the propaganda fallout. When Florida Representative Mark Foley was found to have sent sexually suggestive electronic messages to congressional pages in 2005, the FBI retrieved and examined the messages. Email has altered the very nature of communications. It has, to some extent, replaced phone calls and person-to-person conversation. This can be a convenience, but it can also come back to haunt you. What brings this to mind is the tussle between the administration and Congress over the release of email files related to the hiring and firing of U.S. attorneys, a process that the Democrats assert has been politicized. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy is particularly interested in exploring his suspicion that White House aide Karl Rove was involved in the setting of partisan standards for prosecutors. The White House claims that millions of files may have been lost and others written on outside email accounts, presumably with the intention of making them unavailable. Senator Leahy has advised Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez that he considers the Justice Department's production of documents to be selective and incomplete, with documents withheld or redacted without any legal basis. The Justice Department says it's provided more than 6,000 pages of documents and emails, and we don't have any more. Well, maybe. In the electronic era, we've learned that files are hard to dispose of. So, Gonzalez will be coming up before congressional committees again, fighting the battle of the vanishing email. In the White House and the Justice Department, they must be looking back, sadly, to the day when a shredder would do the trick. This is Daniel Schorr.